Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Tzadi Tes, Erevin 99, pagination page 197. But in order to appreciate the Mishnah that we'll be doing, which is on the bottom of the page, about 11 lines up, we're going to start with a Mishnah on the facing page. So we are at the bottom of page 196, about 11 lines up, which is Tzadik Ches Amud Beis 98b. The Mishnah states, Omeid Adam Birshus HaYachid, a person is allowed to stand in the Rishus HaYachid in a private area, fenced in, Ometalto Birshus HaRabim, and move things that are in the public area. He wants to move something from one place to the other, small distance, as long as it's within four amos, he hasn't moved it out of its place, he hasn't done transfer or carrying. Let's imagine, for example, a child is sitting on a bench and the parent reaches their hand out the window from where they're standing inside a building and they move something towards the child, make it a little closer or appealing. Move a bottle closer to the child so the child should take it or something like that. There's nothing wrong with you reaching out, according to this Mishnah, to the Rishus HaRabim and moving something. Likewise, Rishus HaRabim and Metalta Rishus HaYachid. You're standing in the public area and you're moving something in the Rishus HaYachid. Over here it's even easier to understand because you could literally move something a decent amount of space. You're still outside the house. You're moving something inside the house. There's no carrying inside a house because it's all fenced in. And you're moving it for whatever reason. Obviously, what the Mishnah is telling me is that I'm not worried that I'm going to take the item from the Rishus, the domain in which it's in, and bring it to myself. I'm not worried about that for some reason. Uvilvad, the one caution point that the Mishnah mentions, is Shelo Yotzi Chutz Mi'arba Amos, regarding standing in the private and moving something in the public area, don't move it out of its Arba Amos, out of its four Amos, because that would be an act of transfer. But short of that, there's no concern that you're going to bring it to you in the domain in which you are. Let's move on to today's daf, the Mishnah at the bottom of Tzadi Tes, where we see what seems to be a direct contradiction. The Mishnah literally on the facing page told us we're not concerned that you're going to bring it to you. And the Mishnah here says as follows, bottom of the page. Lo yamod adam b'rishus hayachid. A person should not stand in the rishus hayachid, in the private area, v'yishte b'rishus harabim, and drink something in rishus harabim. B'rishus harabim v'yishte b'rishus hayachid, or standing in rishus harabim, and drinking in Rishus HaYachid, meaning he's sticking his head in, and he's bringing the cup to his lips, and he's drinking. But he's doing that in the same Rishus in which the food is found. So he's not bringing it into the new Rishus, and obviously once it lands in his mouth and becomes part of his body, so just like we carry food in our stomachs as we walk, and there's nothing wrong. You're allowed to wear things from one rishus to the other. You're allowed to have things in your body from one rishus to the other. But as far as moving the item to his lips, which is in the same rishus, one would think there's no problem. And over here the Mishnah is saying it's a problem. Ela im kein, unless hichnis rosho v'rubo l'makam shehu shosa. You stuck your head and most of your body into the place in which you are drinking. That means you really got to enter the rishus in which the food is found, whereas the Mishnah on the facing page made no such requirement. the Gemara observes the contradiction and answers Amar Rav Yosef. We are 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Yosef, b'chafetzim shetzrichim lo, if it's items that you want, then there is a concern that you're going to bring it to the reshus in which you're in. So because the food that you're looking to drink is something that you want, so we're concerned that you're going to bring it to you. And therefore we want your body, most of it, into the reshus in which you're drinking, so that you've really put yourself over there and you won't forget and bring it to you. Whereas if you just barely stick your head out the window into the reshus in which the food is in and drink, it's very, very tempting. Since it's something that you're using, it's something that you want, it's very tempting to bring it into the reshus in which you're standing, and that would be an act of hotza'a, or hachnosa technically, depending on which direction. But the Mishnah on the facing page that we showed was that you have no interest in the item. You're looking to move it in the place in which it is. The example that I gave is that you have a child sitting on a bench. In that reshus, I want to move the item 1 foot over. So in that case, there's no concern that you're going to bring it to you. Asks the Gemara. Iboiluhu, the following question. Karmelis mai. If the outer reshus was not a reshus harabim, but rather a karmelis, which is the typical case that we encounter, we build Erevin in cities, so we're assuming that it's a karmelis. What is the halacha in that case? Would you have to once again, as the Mishnah here on Tzadites is telling me, reach most of my body into the other reshus so that I shouldn't have a concern that I'm going to bring it to me? Or is a karmelis different? Amar Abaye, hihi. Abaye says, it's the same thing. Amar Rava, in contrast, ruled, he gufa gezeira. This entire concept is a legislation. He's not doing anything wrong by bringing the water to his lips as long as his head is in the same reshus that the drink originated in. He's not doing anything wrong by that. It's just a legislation. We're concerned he's going to bring it into himself, into the place where he's standing. So we make sure that he's really sticking into that reshus so that he doesn't forget himself. But it's only a legislation. He's not doing anything wrong. Anan nekem v'nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. Should we pile on one legislation on a second legislation? The rule of karmelis is itself a legislation. It's not really a reshus harabim. It's not a biblical violation to go from karmelis to reshus hayachid or vice versa. And therefore, since karmelis is a legislation, you would not have to add this legislation of sticking yourself out the window, literally. But rather, as long as you don't actually violate karmelis to reshus hayachid, that would be sufficient. So in the case of a karmelis, Rava is ruling, you would not have to stick your body out significantly, just the amount necessary that you didn't do actual hotza'ah from the karmelis. There's an interesting shaila that's mentioned in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, which I want to mention. They ask a question, what would happen if a person's hat blows off on Shabbos and lands on a car? The assumption is that a car is a reshus hayachid in the midst of a reshus harabim or a karmelis, however you rule on the street in which the car is parked. It's the equivalent, because of its dimensions, of having a little store in the middle of reshus harabim. So your hat is now on top of this car. The car is 10 tefachim high. It's fairly large. It would seem to be a reshus hayachid. And now the hat is sitting on top of it. What would you do? So the suggestion that they make, obviously the problem is if I simply pick it off the Rishus HaYochid and put it on my head in Rishus HaRabim, I've done Hotza'ah. The suggestion, of course, is to lean your head over into Rishus HaYochid, onto the car, put the hat on while your head is there over the car, and then once you're wearing it, you can go from the car to where you're standing. If it lands on the top of the car, so presumably you could move it from the top of the car to the hood of the car, and then once again stick your head onto the hood of the car, and from there, once you're wearing it, you can move back to Rishus HaYochid. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.